This stuff is over here? No, over here. Okay, good evening, everybody. It's been a long time since we were together. I was away most of the summer at Israel and didn't match up the Zmanim didn't match up. So it's at least 1 week before Yom Tov, a little bit to learn a little bit about some of the Inyanim. Since our Kviyas is Ramchal, I picked a piece from Ramchal that speaks about the Pirush HaTfilas. Now, the Ramchal has the Pirush HaTfilas in Maima Chochma. They're sketchy, they're a little bit drawn from Kabbalah, as it usually does, but there is a piece over here that is on Rosh Hashanah, and I sent it out. It's about, I sent out the piece of it, but it's not so big. The whole piece is 2-3 pages, and this piece is on something that we usually tend to overlook. It's on Aleinu L'Shabeach. So it says Biur on Aleinu L'Shabeach. Now, Aleinu L'Shabeach is, it's people think that it's the tefillah you say after davening, and somebody decided to stick it into Musaf. It's the other way around. Aleinu L'Shabeach is the tefillah of Musaf, the introduction to Malchus, possibly Malchus, Reines, and Shefres. And there was a minig many years later to say it after davening for whatever reason. But Al Kolpanim, this is where Aleinu L'Shabeach is. It's the intro to Malchus and possibly Malchus, Reines, Shefres. So, first of all, it's very strange, actually, that this is the chelek of davening that's the heart of the davening. This is not shevach, it's not hoidah. I mean, this is the meat of the davening. This is the middle brachas. Normally, we start by dealing with the yantiv, with the Shabbos. That's what this piece of davening is. We start a Aleinu L'Shabeach. So he says, "Ze shevach shemashbichen lefani yisparach, umoidim loy ala toiva sheheitiv lanu shebocha bonu v'karvonu lavaydosay." So we are meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two things, that he chose us and that he brought us closer to Zavayda. I want to talk a little bit about this point and understand why here of all places, Manishtana, that we are giving him a shevach over here on the Atav Chatanu. It's not Yontiv. We don't say Atav Chatanu over here in Musaf. It's not where it's Nageah. So we have to understand Malchus Lechura relates to the entire world. Malchus is something that we would expect everybody to be miming in. But the truth is, goyim are not mitzvah on being miyachid shmoi. They don't have to believe in Hashem echad the way we have to believe. They're allowed to believe shituf. We are not simply the only nation that proclaims HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gadlus for the only tzaddikim. We're the only one that can describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way he really is. That is our duty in the world to proclaim Hashem Echad, because the only ones we can. It's due to two reasons. First of all, we have something, a chelik in our nefesh that is capable of perceiving it. The Maral in Tiferes speaks about the fact that we have Tayag mitzvahs and almost all of them have Zayin mitzvahs. The Maral says that the mitzvahs are really, what's the right word for it? The complementary pieces. They're the pieces that we're missing that we need. So a person who's a goy needs how many pieces to give him his Tzur Shleima? Zayin. So with seven mitzvahs, he is the shleimus that he can attain. We need tayag mitzvahs. And if we're lacking in what we need to attain, we're lower. But if we're shleimus and they're shleimus, we're higher. So it's not the pshat we got just a schmaltzy deal. We actually got a greater opportunity, both directions, like an investment. Investments that can make a lot of profit can lose a lot. So if we're missing, just like if you have a complex machine, it's easier to break, like everybody knows, but it also has a lot better performance. A less complex machine doesn't perform as well, doesn't break as easily. So Klal Yisrael has in itself a nefesh that can recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also interacted with us in a way that allows for us to come to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself at Har Sinai. He was Mekarev us and brought us close to himself and therefore gave us the actual understanding of Hashem Echad. So it's a combination of two things. It's a combination of an affinity or an ability to understand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the actual understanding. Now we can, of course, always choose to deny it, but we have the ability to have it. So I'm not sure if it's just Malchus. It certainly pertains mostly to Malchus. It could be Zechayin Shoshevis also. It could be this is the Hakdama to the entire Seder of Rosh Hashanah, which is built around Malchus. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is the point at it's like where all the branches come together to a Shoresh. That's in time, in Zman, that's where you dehair Hashem Echad. And the people who are shaykh to that deher is Klal Yisrael. So, Zeshevach Shemeshachon Lefanav Yisbarach, Umoydim Loi Ala Toiva Shehitiv Lanu, Shebocha Banu V'Kirvon Avodase. So, we preface it with a Hidah that I was chosen for this job. Because chosen for this job doesn't mean anyone could do it. If anyone could do it, we wouldn't be Meshabech. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us because we're the ones that are capable of doing it. As opposed to Umas, where it says that they only understand the Lakaya Lakaya. They can understand Hashem as the most critical piece of a machine, but the other pieces are also important. Behine Baruch Hu kol Adoin kol be'emes. He is the Adoin Koil. Aleinu shabeach la'Adoin Koil, ki hu levadoi hamotzei rishon, b'kol hanimtzoim me'itei Yisbarach nimtzo, v'nimtzoim kulam shaloi. U'b'bchina zu naskireya b'toyazeh shel Adoin HaKoil. Ve'omnam, b'bchina sidrei habriyah shebor, nikrei yoytze breishes. So we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adoin Koil and a Yotzer Breishis. Let's understand the difference in the two. Adoin HaKoil means everything is him. So imagine, just use a dogma, a person puts out a newspaper with 15 different pseudonyms for himself, and every single one he wrote the article. That's one way of looking at it. There's another way of another setup where I got a dozen people to write to the newspaper, and I encouraged them and I pushed them whichever direction and so on. So it's not it, both of them. I am responsible for the paper, but in two very different ways. One of them it's me in different guises, and one of them is it's me being the catalyst for others to do it. So Adoin HaKoil is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adoin of everything, and therefore from highest up to lowest down, it's all Ribbono Shel Olam. And then he's also Yetzer Breishis. He created the first Nekuda, and then the first Nekuda created something else, and so on and so forth. For instance, it's like we see in the Torah, Sheshmei Breishis, and then the Breishis begins to unfold. And when we look at the world with Teva, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator, but then everything begins to unfold and become itself. So we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Doin HaKoil and Yetzer Breishis. L'chura, we're going to ask ourselves a shaila. Once we say Adon Kol, isn't Bechal Masai Mana? Don't we automatically include Yetzer Breishis as well? What are we adding? Bederech Klal, when you want to add something, the way to do it is is to go loizu after. In other words, you start with the lesser chiddush and you build up to a higher chiddush. You say Reuven helped this institution; he donated X, and not only donated X, but donated Y also. So and not only Y but Z. That's a normal way of progression. But to start with the biggest and end up with the lowest doesn't quite seem to make sense. So if we start our HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Doin HaKoil, and everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why have Yetzer Breishis as well? And the answer is that there are two mahalchim. This, I guess, is important to understand on a more practical level. We function within a world of Teva where we feel that we have Bechira. We need to do certain things. Certain things will not happen if we don't do it. If I tell you, go help this person, needs your help, and your answer is, Har b'drachim l'makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways of helping him, I have b'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person is dead wrong. I'm allowed to study the world scientifically, meaning al derech ha-teva. And derech ha-teva means step by step. A causes B, B causes C, C causes D. That's teva. So we do have the right and ability to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Yetzer Breishis. The Ramban Betzim says, when he speaks in Breishis, the Ramban introduces the concept of Chomer Hiyuli. I mean, it's not his, it's a Greek term. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created unformed matter, and then that began a process of taking shape in different forms, which again denotes a certain process. So in the level of Emunah, we say everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in as much as we have Bechira, in as much as we have to deal in the world of Teva, and we do. We had a mitzvah of Micah 2 weeks ago that we learned about the mitzvah of Micah. The mitzvah of Micah says that if a person does not put a fence up around his house, he is a rotzeach. He causes somebody to get killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, and it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. In our world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yetzer Breishis. And we need to take the ball from there and go on. So both of those understandings are true from our point of view. In the big picture, Adon HaKol is correct. And in the practical, specific day-to-day picture, Yetzer Breishis is correct. Vehine, next paragraph. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a tremendous place in this Metzius. Sharei, anachnu hamusadim lidavik boy, we're the ones that are going to be davik in him. V'nazochem lavod lefanav lias oivdim lefanav lenetzach mitzachim. And we will be zocher to be omid lefanav and over lefanav. Now, again, we have a double lashon over here. One of them is lidovik, and one is lamod lefanav. And even the words as metaphors mean two different things. One is davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that's not Oymed Lefanav. It's not the image of Oymed Lefanav. And then we have the other. And then we have Oymed Lefanav. That's the same thing. In as much as there's a tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's nothing but the Ribbono Shel Olam, then what the best I can attain is just to be davuk. I'm part of that Adon HaKol. I'm part of that Metzius. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my role is being davuk. In as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yotze Bereishis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world, and those pieces are independent. And those pieces, each one has a tafkid. That's lamod lefanav. So even in the Nitzchias, there are two tfisas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tfisa of nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a tfisa of Chai Vodah Oima Olam Nivra Bishvili. Those are two separate tfisas. Both of them are true, and we do a voda with both of them, and we get schar with both of them. In a certain sense, the ultimate stira between Yediyah and Bechira is another way of recasting it. Yediyah means nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a mechanical question of does Hashem know what I'm going to do? Does he not know? Yediyah against Bechira is a very, very deep issue. Is everything the Ribbono Shel Olam, or are we part of something and we also exist on that? That's really, when you think about it, the core of Yediyah versus Bechira is whether or not we exist or everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yediyah means there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all mirage and illusion. Bechira means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes that we also exist. There is no absolute resolution of that question. The Rambam says it. The Mekubalim, the Arizal, says it in some place, that it depends on which world we're talking about. In other words, he uses his terminology, this world, that world, Atzilus, Loa. Basically, it means both of them are true. Both of them are ongoing on Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, where do we place each one? But both coexist together. In a certain sense, the reason why this is like that is just in the very nature of a Bria. A Bore Olam means that everything is him, because he's a Bore. He's not just a carpenter. And on the other hand, a Nivra, by definition, means something that's been set aside, something that's been given its own tzias. So in the very, very, very boring niver relationship, we have this inyan. V'zeo shelo asana kagoy arotzeis v'hayna shebchinaseinu b'china nivdelas mikolo negamri. We are a b'china totally different than them. It's in this point specifically, in the ability to perceive this type of nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'anu metzias echad b'fnei atzmoi me'used la'avodasoi b'tevekes b'yisparach ve'zeo shaloi somchol keino kahem. So, shaloi asana ge'arotzoi talks about our core essence. He did not make us like ge'arotzoi. We are of a different nature. And then he says, Some chalkeinu kahem means where did he position us in this world? And that's going on us as being Oyver Hashem. So the same two mahalchim go on, keep apply to this as well. The goy rotzes are made in a certain way, and their role and their place where to do is somewhere else. Behine sidru dalet shvorken dal oisis Hashem baruchu behem aleinu l'shabeach loseis gedula shelo yasanu v'lo yisamanu. Now this is obviously taken from Kabbalah. This is a very typical usage of any fours that you have, any groups of fours like the four lomas and so on, are very often kineged the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the four letters of Yud, K, Vav, K, and sometimes the kites of the Yud is also counted. Let's see if we can give it some sort of understanding. The Yud and the He, so it says that the Yud is kineged Olam Haba. Why? Because it's a point. The Gemara says because many people don't get in there, so a point is very small, not many people get in. This world is like a hay. Hay is a very, very broad letter. It's physically sort of surface. It has a, you know, it designates the entire surface. It's four corners of the earth with a dot in the middle. That's what a hay stands for. That hay is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hispashtus. So Yud is where you contract the entire Elikus. You see it's really just one Nekuda. That's what a Yud is. A Hey gives you the full expression where you see where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread out to. The Hey is the Makom Avoda, as opposed to the Yud, which is just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Yud and a Hey, you have a reflection of Lamala, of what the two steps that together becomes Kibikashem Surilomim, that becomes the foundation of the world. On the other hand, the second half, the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, are seen as being extensions, mirrors of the first two letters. It's sort of the second half of the Shem Hashem is the Hemshech from the core of Yud K, and therefore the Vav would be connected in a sense whatever the Yud is, and the second He is connected the first He. That it's just, a lot of spoken about that. It's supposed to mirror the second He, the first He, and become like it. So we have these four shvachim kineged these dalet oisias. Achake misaper begnus avarizara. So now we speak about the gnus avarizara, and we say shaloi som chokenu kahem. They have a chelik that's not like ours. Begoyir aleinu kichol hamoinam shehei mishtachim lavarik umispan leloi yeshia. So these four terms will refer back to this parallel to what we said before. And now we're ready to be mishtachve. Now let's take a quick look at where the parallel is. The first one, it says shaloi som chokenu, and that's going back again, like we said before, to leinu shabeach. The goyer aleinu is losis gedula. The shehei mishtachvel lehevel erik means that the difference between mishtachvel lehevel erik and mispan lehevel yeshia is the first one. So let's give a mashal. Imagine I need some favor from the government. I need a variance for something I'm building. So I go to the office that does the zoning and so on, and I sit and talk to the person. And then someone tells me when I go out, you know, this guy is really helpless. he really can't help. He's too low down in total poll. This is not he's outvoted by other people, and so on. That's one example of where where the person just can't help because he's not strong enough. On a higher level, I could be going to the federal government, where really this belongs to the state government, and therefore it's just not shaykh to them. So when we make a mistake in identity, that's called shevishtach lehevel arik, means they don't understand that everything, all the kochos in the world really don't exist. They're just a prop put in by Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us a sense that the world is run by other elements. The Mispalel Leishia means it is a god, but he's not a god that can help at all. So b'meila, the Umas HaOlam, they are caught. They're caught within a limitation that's natural to them. They're limited. They can only deher the world down lamata, and therefore their sense of a god either is not the right god, or it's a god that can help. We have a metzias beyond that. We can understand the circle that's greater than the circle we're in, and that's where we deher. That's where we can find the Yeshua from. So I guess that's to sum up. Malchius means getting the true sense of the Bria. That despite the fact Zichronus really deals with the Bria as an existing entity, it means what we do is significant and important and counts, and we can go against Hashem. That's a very, very, it's Ke'ilu talking about a Bria with a lot of kochos. Malchius talks about the Bria with only the Rebbein Shalom. And therefore, it's the place where we need to recognize this. The fact that we Kaisel can get up and proclaim the Achdus of we have the ability to discern that. If we wouldn't, we couldn't have done it. So Malchius is an Avodas Hashem that only Klai Yisrael can do, but only it's not just, for instance, somebody will say, well, Klai Yisrael is the only Ummah that can put on tzitzis, why would you say, take every one of the Tariq mitzvahs? The answer is because this goes to the heart of who we are and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Ummas HaOlam are limited, and they cannot understand the concept of exclusivity. You have Hashem and only Hashem, that's it. They need to understand it with God as being the power play in the world, but that's it, but not just the world. Kol Yisrael has a neshama that's a chelek l'kayim mimal, which means we can understand something that is beyond our senses. We do sense the natural world, but we know that there are laws of physics. We know that economics has laws. We know all sorts of different mahalchim, but at the end of the day, we can deher, there's nothing like Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the hakadama for the Avodas Hayyam. And that's why I said it could be, it's even going on the Zichron Shef, it could be. But Akapanim, certainly Malchius, it's the first time we hear loud and clear that we're the only ones that have that ability, and therefore we're the ones that have the charge to say it. Okay, if anyone wants to ask any question, I think, but Akapanim, just because of the way the calendar works out, we're not going to be able to have a share till after Sukkot, Yom Hashem, and then hopefully we'll resume with this other mamarim, my goddess probably, and we'll learn this mamarim, Bez Hashem, hope on a regular basis. Ksiva Ksiva Toiva, a good Gebensch Jahr, and we should be zeche to we finished last time we finished the Maima Ikrim. That was nice, and then hopefully we'll finish more. His Ksavim are really, really extremely fundamental to for Ikri Hadas. Okay, good.
Zivchsim Torah.
Zivchsim Torah. Good Gebensch all, y'all.